The complete destruction of Babylon, the economic center of the world during the tribulation period, causes great mourning for the people of the earth. But in heaven, there is happiness over the judgment of her sins against God and his saints. Let's look at the pleasure in heaven. Revelation chapter 16, verses 20 to 24, "Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers, and musicians, and pipers, and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. And no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth." There's pain on earth, but pleasure in heaven. Remorse on earth, but rejoicing in heaven. Rejoicing over what? The end of the world, not the end of the earth. That doesn't come for another 1,000 years. It's the world of pleasure and politics and paganism, the world of governmental Babylon and religious Babylon and commercial Babylon. All three come to a disastrous doom. They're destroyed in a day, in an hour. Is it any wonder that heaven's rejoicing? This is the final triumph of God over Satan, God's kingdom over Satan's kingdom, the Word over the world, good over evil, the final triumph over our three great enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. And what has the world done to the saints? Hebrew tells us, in part, they killed some by stoning and some by being sawed in two. Others were promised freedom if they would renounce their faith, then were killed with the sword. Some went about in skins of sheep and goats, wandering over deserts and mountains, hiding in dens and caves. They were hungry and sick and ill-treated, too good for this world. And now the world system is completely destroyed. No wonder there's rejoicing. This is the first time in this book of woe that the command is given to rejoice. The saints have been in heaven since the 4th chapter, but now they're commanded to rejoice, and they're called to look down upon the world they've left behind, the system that caused them so much sorrow, and they see it destroyed. Let's look at verse 20. "Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her." You see, after issuing the command to rejoice, there's this interesting phrase, "God hath avenged you on her." The Greek is even stronger. "God hath judged your judgment upon her." That is, God hath inflicted your judgment upon her, thus bringing to bear upon Babylon the righteous recompense for her of the killing of the saints. Let's look at the six no mores. that describe her destruction. First, verse 21, Babylon shall be found no more. Here's the end of the world that hated Christ and Christians. Second, verse 22, no more mirth or music, no more entertainers or entertainment, no more stories or songs. Third, verse 22, no more mechanics or machines, no more craftsmen or crafts, no more builders or buildings. Fourth, verse 22, no more millers or milling, no more grain shall be ground. Fifth, verse 23, no more lights or lamps, just despair and darkness. 6, verse 23, no more bridegrooms or brides, no more lovers, and no more love. Why? Because Babylon wanted gold, not God, sins, not the Savior, luxury, not the Lord. Because Babylon led others astray with her wickedness and witchcraft, her debauchery and demon possession, her sins and her sorcery. Did you know that the word sorcery comes from the word from which we get our word pharmacy? It originally meant to prepare drugs. Could this speak of drug addiction? If it doesn't, then this is true. Just as a pharmacist mixes his drugs for alleviation or addiction, so we see the leaders of the world mixing their designs to drug the world into insensibility that they might lead them wherever they want them to go. Oh, if there's anything that disappoints, it's sin. It promises plenty, but it gives poverty. It promises delight, but it gives despair. It promises soundness, but it gives sickness. It promises heaven, but it gives hell. Why don't you turn to the Lord? He never disappoints. He only delights. And just now, He wants to delight you with deliverance. He wants to satisfy you with salvation. He wants to lift you with His love. He wants to draw close to you and bless you as you give Him your heart, your life, your all. Just now say to Him, Lord Jesus, You died for me. From now on, I'll live for Thee. You gave Your life for me. From now on, I give my life to Thee. Have Thy way with me. This I say with all my heart. Have Thy way with me, Lord.